welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Hey, everyone, and welcome to Grace Break. Again, this is Tracy Worley, and as always, I'm excited, yes, I know, excited to be with you here on Monday, and I have something really fun to share with you. And depending upon where you are in your walk and in your faith in yourself, which that's part five today, faith in self and God to step forward into your crowned beauty. And, of course, from parts one through four, beauty is your confident character. Who are you at the core in your values? And over the weekend, I knew this is what we were going to be talking about on Monday, and on Friday I started creating, finalizing some notes and where to lead the discussion today for part five, which is actually chapter five in the book, Building After, Five Principles to Building Your Crown. And as I was going through there, this weekend was very busy, and yesterday was a refining moment in day. Often I have people ask me or comment, because that's how I keep connected with all of you, is mostly through social media, through an email newsletter, one-on-one. And I am questioned often, and the question arises, your life is so positive. You always have great things going on. Is that really your real life? And my first response is I do giggle, right? Because life isn't perfect. And to share that, I pull back a little bit. Because if I am sharing with my tribe consistent in all of the trials and tribulations in life, that's kind of a downer. So I'm going to share with you today. So this is not often that I'm going to share this openly, because life is messy. And I will be the first one to say that, first one to admit it. Every day there's a life mess. But it's the number one thing that you have control over every single day is attitude. And how am I choosing my attitude every day? And I would have to say a majority of the time, so in the high 80s and 90s, I'm choosing a right attitude. I'm choosing an attitude to look at the mess, to look at the challenge, to look at the hurdle, the speed bump, and move forward. Because if I wallow and stay there, where is that going to take me? It's going to bring me into a victim versus a victor. And throughout my life story, we're all encompassed in stories, and I love hearing yours, by the way. We're all encompassed in stories. And if I go back to my childhood, there's some really not so great stories and legacy that I could be bringing forward with me through my life, and I choose not to. Now, yesterday was a refining moment, and I feel that when we're going through gates of awareness, God uses that to refine us. And for me to refine what I'm going to share with you today, I didn't have such a great day yesterday. I've been, a month ago I got a cold and just have been cycling through some different things and just not 100%. My immune system is a little bit down. I'm not, I can't say never, but very rarely am I ever sick, and very rarely do I kind of stay down within an illness. So I did not go to church yesterday because I don't know what's going on. I didn't want to share it. I think that my immune system is a little bit down, so I stayed home and I read and thought more about of today and the faith that it takes to have it in self to lead others. And this is why this is the final and fifth solid piece of building, Esther, claiming your crown. Because having faith above all else and choosing the attitude and knowing that I know today isn't a great day, but I'm going to get through it. And as I was moving through yesterday, I was weepy. I was spiritually and internally battling negative thoughts, such as, who am I to be sharing a message? Who am I for God to use? Who am I to move and walk forward with a positive attitude? So you see where that's going. Life is messy. And it's choosing that attitude. And it's also reaching out. So I'm blessed to have a spouse at home that, you know, I'm able to say, hey, today's not a great day. Here's kind of what's going on. And Tim allows me that space. So I do not receive an answer of, like, buck up, get over yourself. It's, you know, be faithful. And then the light bulb went off because then he did some scriptural things of what came out. And I started giggling and thought, I'm being refined today for tomorrow. So here we are, part five, building Esther, claiming your crown. And I look at the five areas as the solid foundation. So if we look at, you know, a house or a building, there's four corners, but there's always a cross bar, you know, a load-bearing wall, per se. There's five. And if you look at a crown, there's usually five prongs. There's one high one in the middle and then two on either side to help support and give that great lines and synergy. So where are you in your faith in self? And to me, there's, unless we're looking to a higher power and we're looking to God to help us with that faith, we're going to consistently be lonely. We're going to consistently not be able to choose the right attitude, because tomorrow is always going to be better. And if we can choose that attitude and also remove ourselves from that negative thought and energy, within a couple of hours, a couple of minutes, depending upon where you are in that process. And it takes practice. Okay? It takes practice. You know, when I was in my 20s, it would probably take me a week or weeks to get over myself. And now I'm so aware, I can start charging and moving ahead a little quicker and a little faster within a couple of hours. And it depends upon what it is. If you have a huge loss or a huge barrier, it might take a little bit longer. But faith is stepping forward in your crowned beauty, and that's your character and your values. So let's just do a quick recap. Part one is crown. Claim yours. Who are you here to serve? Because within our individual gifts, experiences, we're here to serve someone. Part two is beauty, your confident character. This is the value set. What are your top four values? What are they? And we have a worksheet that's on the website, gracebreak.com, that you can download, and it's a fairly easy exercise of figuring out what your top four are. And we can figure out what our top four are today and really what you want them to be tomorrow. And we want that energy to go where you know it needs to be. So, you know, please feel free to go to the website, gracebreak.com, and download that worksheet. Part three was gifts. And God uses us in our strengths and our weaknesses. And I'll go back, you know, to the stories in the Bible. God used messy people. And I know that he can use me. So this is part of the refinement yesterday as well. When I'm having kind of that negative self-talk of who am I for God to use? And God uses messy people. And boy, howdy, am I messy. And part four was potential. Our infinite reward. What are we doing today to help tomorrow? Who are we serving? And are we serving those people within our potential? Because his word is our promise. And in a fallen world, in Western society where everyone, you know, why are you being nice to me? There's got to be a catch, right? Just keep moving forward and serve the people you are here to serve. And I know way back, this is part of, you know, some of our stories. And if I go back to childhood, and I'm talking itty-bitty childhood, promises were consistently broken. So where are you in your word? Go back to the beauty and confident character. What are you valuing? Are you creating an inner circle of people that you know what they say they're going to do? And by the way, life happens. And if they're unable to fulfill what they say that they were going to do, they're going to have character to come to us and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make that deadline. What else can we do? That's what I'm talking about. So as we move into faith, it's all about, you know, building Esther and building, claiming your crown. It's all about leadership, and we're all leaders, every single one of us. And the number one thing you lead is your attitude. And I'm always going to go back to attitude. And when people learn about my life story, that's the number one question they ask. How did you do that? How can you be who you are today in this infinite positive energy and lifting people up and being the cheerleader for others? How do you do that? And my response is, it's attitude. Because if I chose to stay there, my life would be infinitely different. Statistics tell me where my life would be. And I would be in stricken poverty, addiction, disease, mental illness from the addictions. It just goes on. So no matter where you come from, and that's why Esther's story is so powerful for us, ladies and gentlemen, because he uses our strengths and our weaknesses. He uses messy people. And he's using you. And I love that. And when I say use, it's not in that negative Western society connotation. It is God is using you in your infinite potential to help others. Oh, that's so awesome. I love it. And last week we were just talking with a few people, and Andy Stanley is a leadership speaker. He also has a ministry. If you don't know of who he is, I welcome you to Google him, Andy Stanley, and you'll find him. When I was listening to him in May, he shared a story of a mentor of his about emptying your cup. Okay, so as we think about part one of Crown, Claim Yours, who are you here to serve? Are you emptying your cup on a daily basis? Is your cup empty? And what that means is, am I serving so much today that my cup is empty? Okay. I'm giving and I'm adding value and I'm leading and I'm serving. Is my cup empty? So often we hear a cup empty and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't have an empty cup because then I'll be empty. And that's not the premise of it. It's being faithful that the more I give, the more I'm going to receive. It's being faithful that who I am here to serve, I'm just going to pour into them, right? Just pour into them. And the more empty my cup gets, the more it fills. So I'm going to challenge you this week to just keep emptying your cup. Every day, in your calendar, in your day timer, your Google calendar, whatever it is, put a reminder in there, is my cup empty? And find somebody to serve. And most often, God presents the opportunity for me. I don't have to go looking for it. However, I am aware of it. It's like, okay, here's a cup opportunity I can pour into this person. It might be somebody that's new in business, or they know that I've been there, done that, and I receive a call, hey, you know, can you help me with this? That's when I'm like, yep, I can empty my cup. Now, there's a difference between emptying your cup and people taking advantage. So be aware, and it's okay to set that boundary, okay? Because I've written a blog post about brain picking versus nose picking. And there's several between Michael Hyatt and Elizabeth McCormick, who are mentors and friends in my life. It just became so acutely aware at one point that people are going to pick your brain, and they're going to want it for free. So that's the boundary. Who am I here to serve? How can I empty my cup? Am I serving someone who's taking advantage? And that's when I say, hey, my clients pay me for that privilege. And it's just setting the boundary. And there's nothing wrong with boundaries. We've talked about it before. Because that's where we walk into our confident character of knowing what our values are, who we're here to serve, how we're going to do it, and oh, by the way, we don't have to know exactly how every single day because the opportunity will present itself. So as we move into faith, there's six C's in here because we plan, pray, trust, and obey. And to organize and to be faithful, we need to have clarity, okay? Clarity in who we're here to serve. Competence. Are we consistently learning and growing and competent in the area we're to serve? Be committed to yourself in that. So that's the third C, committed. Commitment, constraints. What are some constraints that may be hindering me from emptying my cup? Get them out of the way. Creativity. This is that time where we sit in mindful thinking into our business, praying, meditating, wherever it is that you're at. Creativity is that quiet space. Creativity is that intuitive conversation that comes to you, write it down. Because it bubbled up from your subconscious for some reason, write it down. And the sixth area is consistency. Am I consistent in the five areas of stepping forward into my career? So the six again is clarity, competence, commitment, constraints, creativity, and consistency. And this brings me to Mother Teresa's quote, and I use this often. Mother Teresa says, "I wasn't called to be successful. I was called to be faithful." And that's faithful into who you are here to serve. Your potential, your gifts, your strengths, and embrace the messiness of life. I love messy. And I know that sounds counterintuitive because we are, you know, Western society wants us to put on a brave front. We are to be perfect when we're to walk outside of our door. And life is messy. And I so much would just rather have messy people in my life. And we look at Abraham, who was endlessly refined in his faith. And even at the sacrifice of his son Isaac, he was faithful. So he already had this very long walk in faith. And then God throws him a curveball, right? This is messy. Oh, and by the way, sacrifice your son Isaac. And that's just not knowing how, not knowing what's at the other end of it, but having faith that it's going to work out. Move forward into the doubt. Because doubt is false evidence of fear. Just keep moving forward. And with courage and careful planning, your crown will be built on the solid foundation and God's unfailing love for you. Unfailing love. And this is where I giggle today because of yesterday. Refining me in a moment of weakness. Refining the message for today. And that was the courage and careful planning. So I've planned part five, right? It's part of a book. It's chapter five. It's planned out. But it's the courage to keep moving forward in that solid foundation because I know who I'm here to serve. I know what my values and strengths are. And thank you for being with me today. Thank you for being faithful to Grace Break. As we move forward. And I just, there's so much scripture in the Bible as far as faithfulness. And I want to share with you Psalm 89:8. Faithfulness is your character. And this is talking about, the psalmist is talking about God. Faithful is part of God's character. And we are created in his image. So I encourage you to be faithful in who you're here to serve. In Psalm 89, again, 14:15, your throne is founded on two strong pillars, righteousness and justice. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will work in the light of your presence. This is our actions. This is following the plan. Who are you here to serve? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And oh, by the way, you can serve being completely messy. You don't have to wait for perfection. Create a business plan and wait for the right current conditions that you think are right and current, because God's going to use you messy. God's going to create success, whether that's serving clients, monetarily, whatever that looks like to you. God's going to help create that in your messy. God doesn't wait for perfection. We're already perfect in His image. So just ensure your action follows those plans. And because, you know, life is unfair, unloving, there's dishonest people out there. And those cannot come from God. But when we go into our five areas of building our crown, God's there right with you. He's there with me. I'm still giggling about yesterday because He's so faithful in the message. Faith is humility. It's being humble in what we can or cannot do today. Faith is what God does and not what we do. We don't work alone. We work with help. And our relationships are more important than our performance. Again, life is messy. And if we're continually waiting for perfection, we're not going to get anywhere. And there's a difference between striving to be better, striving towards perfection, than waiting for perfection. Okay, so look at the athletes. They're continually striving for perfection. The perfection is their personal best. Their perfection is helping a win. Their perfection is beating a time and other people's time on the track and field. That's their perfection. But we can't wait for it. We have to keep moving forward, do checkups, actively seek if we are looking for other faith and looking for other people to build us up, or are we looking toward our gifts, our strengths, and faith in God that we are where we're supposed to be today. Kind of like that little checkup from the neck up, or going to an annual physical with your physician. Where am I? Do I need to do a little checkup here? Where are you walking in your faith? Are you relying just on other people? Or are you relying on your own strengths, purpose, and value set? And I want to just go over a few things here, too, is balance. You know, all of this requires some kind of a balance in our life. And Stephen Covey, who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, kind of talked about balance in as preserving and enhancing the greatest asset you have. It's you. It means having a balanced program for self-renewal in four areas of your life. Physical, social, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So as you move forward in part five in faith, it's how are you renewing yourself? The balance is continually emptying your cup, filling your cup in the four different areas. And King Solomon talked about, I'm only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. And this is being faithful in God, that He's going to open the doors that we need to be in, but we also have to consistently walk in that awareness so we can recognize the opportunities. So often we get mired down in other people's business because now they're using us for their plan instead of us walking in our plan. Be aware. Be aware. And when God's asking you that question, when you're in that quiet time, if you're in the car, you're reading, wherever you spend time in your meditation, and a question pops up, remember, it's for your benefit, not his. Thank you again for joining me. I look forward to getting this book out and published, and I would love to hear your comments, additions, wherever you think this is, but it's really hard to break down within little 30-minute bites everything that encompasses building Esther, five principles to building your crown. Again, on the website gracebreak.com, we have the downloadable sheets, and we have created some masterminds and some other opportunities to really connect in your five areas of building your crown. So be looking for that. Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.